This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, March 29th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. Voting is wrapping up at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama where thousands of workers are deciding whether to unionize. It would be the first U.S. union for Amazon workers, and it could have a big ripple effect across the company and across the tech industry more broadly. Our tech reporter Sebastian Herrera will fill us in after these headlines. The shared office space provider WeWork has agreed to merge with a special purpose acquisition company called BoX. The deal would take WeWork public nearly 2 years after its high-profile failure to launch a traditional IPO. You might remember that investors at the time had balked at the company's lofty $47 billion valuation and its visionary yet erratic CEO, Adam Neumann. WeWork is now taking advantage of a growing frenzy for SPACs. Here's our reporter Maureen Farrell speaking on our sister podcast, What's News?
They were approached supposedly by a couple of potential SPACs, but this one that they're working with is Bow Capital. And this deal with WeWork to take it public and are valuing it at about $9 billion. So it's a far cry from the $47 billion, but it gives this company another chance to go out to the public markets and kind of see where the broader investing public ultimately values it.
And Dominion Voting Systems has filed a lawsuit against Fox News, seeking $1.6 billion in damages. The voting machine company alleges that Fox hosts and guests made defamatory on-air statements about its technology in the aftermath of the U.S. presidential election. It's the second voting machine company to sue Fox over its election coverage after Smartmatic sued the company earlier this year. We should note here, Fox and the Wall Street Journal's parent company, News Corp, share common ownership. Fox said it was proud of its 2020 election coverage and called Dominion's lawsuit baseless. It's also filed motions to dismiss Smartmatic's suit, saying its honor claims are protected by the First Amendment. All right, coming up next, we'll have more on the unionization effort at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama. That's after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Ballots are due today for thousands of employees at an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, who are voting on whether to unionize. If the organizers are successful, it would be the first union for Amazon employees in the U.S. There is a lot at stake here for the workers, for Amazon, and for the rest of the tech industry. So for more on this, we turn to our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. He covers Amazon and e-commerce for us. Hey, Sebastian, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so bring us up to speed on this unionization effort. Who's been leading the charge and what are they pushing for?
Well, there's a set of pro-union workers inside of this facility in Bessemer who have been leading the charge alongside of the union, which is the retail, wholesale, and department store union. And they've basically been trying since the start of the election, obviously, to rally workers for a pro-union vote. They're trying to change what a lot of employees bring up that work at these facilities, which is breaks, pay, other benefits. And what they focus on, too, is the rate at which they have to work, because at these facilities, employees are expected to, fulfill items that go into packages, hundreds of items per hour. And it's pretty taxing on these employees because they do it for 10 hours a day. They're pretty much in the same spot, isolated for a good amount of the day. And they are penalized if they don't fulfill items at a certain rate. You could easily be fired for not making rate. So they point to that as something that they feel could change. They point to the fact that even though Amazon offers $15 starting pay, that it is really not enough to make a living wage. Some of these employees, they go to second or even third jobs to support their families. So they feel like with as successful as a company as Amazon has been, they could be receiving more. And so they're ultimately fighting for, you know, these various points.
And, you know, this effort has gotten really high profile. We've heard a lot of public and political figures weighing in here. Why are there so many players weighing in, and what kind of effect has their involvement had?
I mean, when the president of the United States weighs in, as Joe Biden did, in support of Alabama workers, he didn't name this facility specifically, but it was pretty clear the message he was sending. It you know, when the president weighs in like that, it's going to put a big focus on it. And I think the reason you've seen this happen is Amazon is one of the biggest companies in the United States and in the world. And also, its power and its success has only grown throughout the pandemic. You know, its stock price went way up. Its CEO got, you know, much richer. And people have seen that, and they weigh it against the experience that these workers go through and their how, you know, how hard they work and what they're expected to do every day and how much they get paid, you know, versus the other side of the company. And so it's a kind of an opportunity to point out a company and its success and ask the question, can you be doing more for these working class people? And it's just become really a lightning rod for a various amount of issues surrounding working class people. And it's, you know, it's finally coming to a conclusion here soon.
What's Amazon's take on this? How are they responding to this push and these conversations in the public?
Well, Amazon will say that it already offers employees, you know, good benefits, healthcare options, 401k options, that it pays $15 an hour, which is more than other companies do. So they've really pushed forward their message that we do a lot for these employees, and these warehouses aren't as unsafe as you've heard about. And, you know, that's part of a kind of a tactic to keep it on, like what they have been doing for employees, because ultimately, like, Amazon doesn't want this union to be formed, and they don't want it to be formed because that would mean that executives have to set terms not on their own, but to negotiate it with these employees. So, you know, they've fought back the union pretty hard. They've done so in the past, even before Bessemer, any kind of organizing efforts. But with Bessemer specifically, you know, they've used meetings with employees there to discourage them from working. They've posted signs all over the warehouse. They've sent employees text messages and mail discouraging them from working. And so they've made the message pretty clear to employees that this isn't something that you want. And they'll bring up to employees the fact that if you join this union, you'll have to pay dues and it'll come out of your paycheck, which is a pretty strong tactic because employees don't want to hear that they're going to, you know, be making less money in any way. But what Amazon doesn't mention within that is that these employees, even if they vote to unionize, they won't be forced to join the union. They, you know, it would be an option because Alabama is a right to work state, meaning that you don't have to join a union if one exists.
And we should note, an Amazon spokeswoman says the company, quote, already offers what unions are requesting for employees: industry-leading pay, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for career growth. So, Sebastian, votes are going to be counted over the next few days. In the meantime, what are the stakes here? What could a vote to form a union in Bessemer mean for Amazon's business?
It would be significant for Amazon's business because it would mean that for the first time, the company has to negotiate terms with its workers over its workplace policies. So anything from pay or benefits or other policies inside of the warehouse, it would mark the first time that workers gain that sort of power to be at the table with Amazon and help set the terms of the conditions in which they work under. And for a company of Amazon's size that has never had to confront this, it would mean that, you know, if they change it in Bessemer, do they have to change it everywhere else? Do they have to worry about other similar unionization efforts? So if workers vote to unionize, it would still be a pretty long process until we probably see change. but it could lead Amazon to essentially change its workplace policy, some of its workplace policies, and for the first time ever, not be able to set its own terms.
And I want to take a step back here as well. You know, employee activism has been on the rise at several big tech companies like Google, for instance. How does this unionization effort at Amazon fit into that sort of broader picture?
I think it's important not only for working class people, but employees everywhere, because if this sort of union effort can happen at Amazon, such a big company that has fought back union efforts a lot, it really provides a big boost for the general workforce, kind of rank and file employees. And that would matter not only for companies that are like Amazon, so, you know, the Walmarts of the world, but for the broader movement that we've seen in tech, which, as you say, has become more and more prominent in the past few years, as employees have, you know, basically stepped up and said, we think that there should be change with a number of things in our workplaces. And if it can happen at Amazon, if this sort of movement can go forward, then it sends a signal to employees everywhere, essentially, that, you know, they can, their voice can be heard in a bigger way than maybe has existed in the past.
All right. That's our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. Thanks, Sebastian.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.